Do you have a story that keeps you from pursuing healthy habits? Let's talk about that on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited that you are on this journey with us. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. If you're one of our regular listeners, thank you so much for always being there with us. So let's talk about... I always want to start singing that song when I say, let's talk about.
Let's talk about. Well, let's talk about why this podcast came to be.
Yes, let's talk about why that happened. So Tina and I were at a bike shop the other day. Yeah, you know, we're big bikers. Every weekend we're out on the road riding our motorcycles.
Our children ride their bikes very, very hard.
Yes,
that's
they
the
do.
Bottom line.
So we were at a bike shop, just kind of getting a little tune up on the bicycles. Mm-hmm. And there were three guys in there. And so we were just listening to their stories. And it was just fun listening to their stories and their rationale or their justifications for why they don't get,
why they don't have healthy habits.
Exactly. Why they don't have healthy habits, why they don't go, you know, do preventive stuff, get a colonoscopy. In fact, I think one of the guys brought that up.
Yeah. Well, because you had your scrubs on with your scrub cap and they're like, are you a doctor or something? Are you in medicine? And you were like, yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm a gastroenterologist. And then that started this whole conversation. We're in a bike shop talking about poop and colonoscopies. How does that happen? I don't know. But anyway, it just got us thinking about how we've heard this story over and over again, and that it would be good to podcast about it because we know that there's a lot of people out there that are holding themselves back from healthy habits for all different reasons.
Yes.
And this is one of them.
Exactly. You know, one of the guys was talking about the fact that he had a friend who was like the picture of health. He exercised regularly. He ate well.
He had a vegan diet.
I mean, just did everything like...
Always went to the doctor.
Always got his checkups and did the testing. And yet in the end, ended up having severe heart disease.
Massive heart attack.
Yeah, had a massive heart attack.
And died.
Ended up, you know, he had... Well,
yeah. I think he died. Massive heart attack and died.
Yeah. And actually... And I've actually heard stories like this many times throughout the years. You know, I've heard stories about, and usually it's somebody who is the perfect picture of health, who does everything right. And so in the end, that whoever is telling the story usually is like, so
what does it matter?
What does it matter? Yeah. You know, life is short. I'm going to just live it to the fullest and do whatever I want and not bother with, you know. Not bother with really taking care of myself and seeing a doctor or eating healthy or exercising.
Yeah, even to the point of the guy that was running the bike shop was, I think, like in his late 50s maybe or mid 50s.
He was in his 50s.
Yeah, and he had basically admitted to us that he would rather die, like, because we were talking about colonoscopies, and all three guys in there had not had a colonoscopy. They were all over the age. And he's like, yeah, I'd rather just die next year than get a colonoscopy. I was like, wow, like that's pretty.
Yeah, he said he was good with dying. He said he's lived a good life. Yeah. And he was in his 50s. Because I remember we're like,
really?
Like, you know, you're just in your 50s. I'm pretty sure he was probably in his early mid 50s.
Yeah.
Quite young. And he was just very anti getting a colonoscopy. That was actually the main topic as far as preventive. And said, you know what? I've lived a good life. I'm good. If it's time to go, it's time to go.
Yeah. It's shocking.
Yeah. I mean, which is fine. I mean, look, here's the reality. We're all going to die, right? Yeah. We're all going to die at some point. It's good to feel that way philosophically, that when it's your time, it's your time. However...
However, he's still pretty young.
He's still pretty young. And, you know, like for us, I mean, we have children and we hope that someday, you know, we'll have grandchildren and great grandchildren. And I don't know about you, but I would like to
be around for as much of that as possible.
Be around for as much as I can. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun. It's fun to live and to have a fun life.
It's fun to live.
It is. It is. I love my life.
It's fun to be above the ground.
I love my life. I love it when, excuse me, when I wake up every day, you know, I'm grateful that I opened up my eyes and I'm still above ground and I could see my kids another day. And I mean, I know these children are going to grow up and they're going to leave. But to be able to...
That's for another podcast.
That's for another podcast. But to be able to see them grow up and see them, you know, live their life out and watch them go through the different chapters and pathways in their life is exciting and fun. And I mean, yes, there are challenges, but I truly enjoy that. I'm enjoying watching my wife through life and enjoying,
get old.
You know, I mean,
you're watching me get old.
We look at our pictures from when we met over 20 years ago, and we're like, oh my goodness, look at that.
Look at all my wrinkles.
And so, you know, this is life. I would like to be around as long as I can to see as much of it as I can, as much as God permits me. And I would like to be able to be feeling good while we're enjoying life, okay? And so that's why, to us, it's very important to be healthy and to take care of ourselves. Because, yeah, could we, none of us is immune to something happening. I mean, anything can happen. We could die in our sleep.
We could get hit by a car.
Exactly. Yeah. We could be out on a jog and, yes, yeah, collapse and have a heart attack and die. Of course, that can happen. But in the meantime, if there's something that we can do to try to keep our bodies healthy and functioning at high capacity and feeling good.
Yeah. And not in pain.
Because that was the one thing.
These guys in the bike shop, they were all in pain.
Yeah.
And they were kind of miserable. And, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I don't really want to get out of bed in the morning. And it's like, I don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's really sad that that's okay for some people. They're okay living like that. And then to use the excuse of, well, I'm not going to eat healthy, or I'm not going to consider exercising, or I'm not going to consider going to the doctor because this guy did it all and he, you know, he dropped dead. So what difference does it make? It does make a difference, right? Not only does it make a difference in your longevity, but it also makes a difference in your day to day.
Absolutely.
And the day to day is what truly matters when you get down to it, in terms of, I mean, not only the way you physically feel in your body, but that also reflects the way you mentally feel, your mental health. You know, I know just doing my workout in the morning just makes me mentally feel better about myself.
Absolutely.
Like, that's huge, right? And even if it's only a 20, 30 minute workout, it still makes an impact on you.
Yeah.
So little things that you can do during the day to make yourself feel better physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, you mentioned God, I mean, praying and all these things that we could be doing. But I don't know, I just feel like we find any little excuse sometimes to not make the effort.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, it's easy. I mean, look, there are some people whose life revolves around like being in the gym, for example, you know, and being in the gym for hours. And their life revolves around that. And then there are others, which is actually, in my opinion, the majority of the world, where you have to figure out where you're going to exercise, where you're going to do your yoga, where you're going to meditate in your schedule. Because if not, it won't happen because there's all sorts of excuses, okay? All sorts of excuses. And, you know, I mean, we're all human and we all do that. And, but, you know, and like Tina said, like just to take out 20 minutes or 30 minutes and do some form of exercise, even if it's going walking around the block several times, you know, and it's just, it does give you, like, psychologically, it is so good for you. It just does something that helps to boost your energy and, you know, and then eating healthy. Like so many people tell me, oh, you know, I haven't been eating the best. And oh my goodness, when I ate that, I just felt so terrible, like mentally, I felt so guilty. And sometimes people say, I eat this and it doesn't make me feel good. But I don't know why I eat it, but I still eat it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so It's just...
And that's okay once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, again, even if you're trying to eat healthy and you do eat healthy, it's okay to eat that thing every once in a while that you crave or whatever, right? It's just that it's the idea of eating those things in moderation.
Right.
I think most people are eating like that every day and they know they're not eating healthy.
Yeah.
And again, that's not only going to pull your body down, but it's going to pull your mind down because you know you could be doing better, right? So one of the easiest tips that I always give people is just plan what you're going to eat. You know you're going to be hungry, right? We tend to wait until we're hungry to decide what we're going to eat.
Right.
And when we do that, we're always going to be around bad choices because mm-hmm. there's bad choices everywhere.
Yes.
So don't wait until you're hungry to decide what you're going to do to eat, right? Because you're always going to make a bad choice. So plan what you're going to eat. Like, where am I going to be today? What am I going to eat today? It doesn't take much mental capacity to have that conversation with yourself, with all the conversations we have with ourselves throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, okay, I'm going to eat this for breakfast. I'm going to eat, this is where I'm going to be around for lunch. I'm going to do this for lunch, and try to make a mental plan as to what you're going to do to try to be healthier. Okay.
Right.
Than you're already being. You don't have to go from one extreme to another. If you're eating really unhealthy right now, do baby steps, take your time, just do breakfast yeah. really well, you know?
Yeah.
But any little thing that you do to eat healthy is not only going to build the body, but it's also going to build the mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we just wanted to do this episode because we were curious what your story might be, you know? And I think that it's definitely something to think about. And even, like Tina said, just little baby steps. If you know that there's some changes you can make, going down a better pathway that'll make you feel good, whether it's eating healthier or exercising or
drinking
more water,
something so simple.
Yeah, doing some meditation for 10 minutes a day. Oh my goodness. Like anything that you could do that will take you towards a better pathway of health, do it. Do it and be intentional about it.
Okay? And don't make excuses.
No excuses.
Don't worry about that person that died. Okay,
exactly.
They're gone.
Yeah,
right. And
you don't
this
know
is about
really
you.
The details about them. You don't know what was going on in them. You don't know if deep down they had some deep-seated depression or sadness or like, you know, you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just be your own person, your own beautiful person, and make some good choices. All right. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. If you want to connect with us, find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. You can book a free 30-minute wellness consult, and that's on the homepage. There's a magenta colored button. If you haven't rated us, please rate us. And please give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us faster. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.